Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Patlin here, and welcome to episode 873 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in from Jackie today, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, one of my favorite companies because they help serve me and millions of other small businesses with helping us keep track of our business finances, from our income to our expenses, which they could do automatically, by the way, by connecting with your business credit card, but also invoicing. So if you do any invoicing of any kind, any billing, in less than 30 seconds with FreshBooks, you can create a very professional-looking invoice, one that you could send out and keep track of. You can keep track of who paid you, who owes you, and also who has yet to open those invoices, which is super handy. So definitely check it out. And what's really cool is they're offering you a 30-day free trial here on AskPat. All you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter AskPat in the How Did You Hear About It section. All right, now here's today's question coming in from Jackie. Let's do this.
Hey, Pat. This is Jackie Bolin from ESLspeaking.org. My question today is related to what you do with your profits. So I'm currently making maybe around 2,000 US a month, and my expenses are something like maybe $200 for like MailChimp and my web hosting, etc. I have a day job, so I don't actually need this income. And I'm wondering how much of it you'd reinvest into your business if you're in my situation. I actually could afford to invest all of it, basically, into SEO or hiring a VA, hiring a content writer, things like that. So yeah, what are your thoughts? Is it really worth it to invest all the money, and is that going to pay off big dividends later? Or should I just keep doing what I'm doing that's obviously reasonably successful? Thank you very much.
Hey, Jackie, thank you so much for the question. And first of all, congratulations on your success and that you have profits coming in. That's awesome. It's always great when you hear about a business that started and they're at a point now where they can reinvest that money into other things. For me, with my profits, I mean, a lot of it does go into retirement type accounts, investment accounts for other types of passive income. You know, I have an account at Wealthfront. If you check out askpat.com/wealthfront, I invest a little bit there. And then also, I invest in the stock market a little bit, but I am getting into real estate as well. So, you know, paying myself first with a lot of my profits is important after I pay my team, obviously. But reinvesting in my business I've found to be really important lately. I used to try and see how little I could spend on my business to keep it growing. But I realize now over time, as I've shifted from sort of scrappy entrepreneur to now CEO of my company, in terms of just mindset at least, I found that, you know, when you invest in the right things in your business, it can help you exponentially grow and make even more money. But of course, that comes as a result of, and this should always be the purpose, of helping more people and serving more people, or better serving my existing audience. So I've been able to invest a lot of my profits from my business back into my business in several different ways. One, hiring a team to help me do things that I don't want to do, but also B, shouldn't do, even though I can do and even love to do, but as the quote CEO shouldn't do. for example, like editing my podcast. That's something I did for 4 to 5 years on my own. Even the show notes and all that stuff, publishing on WordPress, all those things I did on myself, and now I have other people do them for me so that I can focus more on the bigger level things and things that only I can do. And so I would kind of recommend, Jackie, trying to figure out, okay, what are the things that you know that you can hand off or that you know you should hand off, and see what kinds of team members, or maybe just what one team member you could hire, or a VA that you can hire to solve all those problems in terms of getting those things knocked out for you so you can spend more time doing other things. I think that's a lot of where money is spent for businesses within businesses, is where you, Jackie, can save time. So where else could you potentially save time? I think also hiring for SEO, if you know that you need some help there as well, even getting a content audit from somebody like Sam McRoberts over at voodoomarketing.com, who did a audit for me, can be really helpful. But also, you know, you could consider a redesign if you want to do that. That's something I've invested money back into my website and how it looked. I've invested money into other types of businesses. For example, SPI Labs, which is sort of the software division of Smart Passive Income. The Smart Podcast Player was definitely something I had to invest in. We are working on other software products as well. So different product offerings you can invest in as well. This is also courses. I've invested time and money and resources, both related to team and development, and just my own time, into creating more courses. So, for example, I have a couple courses coming out soon. One called Smart from Scratch, coming out in June 5th, and then another one, Power Up Podcasting, plus a few other courses coming out later this year as well. Smartfromscratch.com, PowerUpPodcasting.com, for those of you who are curious about that. But yeah, I mean, reinvesting back into your business to grow and serve even more, that's really what it should be about. But I would also, you know, pay attention to, especially because you mentioned earlier, this is profit that you don't need. Well, there could be other ways to diversify your portfolio, essentially. And that's why I'm now getting into real estate and things like that. So just consider how you might be able to do that as well. But definitely reinvest into your business, especially if it's surplus, to see how you might be able to scale and grow and build that team out, but also to serve your audience better. That's really where it should be focused at. So Jackie, thank you so much. Again, congratulations. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here is a quote to finish off the day by John Berryman. He says, "We must travel in the direction of our fear." 100% agree with that. All right, take care. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.